mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This neo-feudal global slave grid is really following a mercantile model. It's not free market. Mercantilism was a French model where they were trying to control the Renaissance. They said, okay, you can own and have businesses, but it's got to be licensed through a representative of the crown and controlled as a sub-corporation of the crown. And then they'd say, okay, well, let's say in this holding we've got in the Caribbean, you can't manufacture any finished goods or value-added goods, only raw materials. And then they would play the different sectors off against each other economically. It was just neo-feudalism. And it's the same thing today. Again, they have patented, this is mainstream, solar systems, solar panels that give you like five times the power of the conventional solar panels. And that's why the globalists need global government, so that no, quote, rogue nation is allowed to have that stuff developed in their country, even though it was, developed here 20 years ago, because then they could become dominant or a rival. They've got to have global government to kind of freeze technological development at our plane of civilization, while behind the walls of national security, building technological spires where the elites have access to all these advanced technologies for themselves to suppress the general population and to extend their own lives. Do you agree with that analysis, Dr. Begich?
I do. In fact, energy as a component. I mean, if you really looked at energy being free or so low in cost that essentially it was as plentiful as, I won't say fresh air because maybe that's not so plentiful anymore, but you know what I'm saying, as plentiful as the water in the sea, then you change everything. Because when you think about energy as a cost, if you could free up what amounts to probably 20-25% of every dollar you spend at the end of the day really goes to energy, if you could pull that out and put that elsewhere in terms of paying for your education or paying for your health care, paying for your groceries, for goodness sake, what a difference.
Well, it also shatters the models of how our society is set up.
Absolutely. I mean, independence and energy, not for countries but for individuals, equals freedom in a technological age. Independence and technology and access to technology that serves our interest and doesn't work against us is what is going to enhance our freedoms in a technological age. You know, the very technologies used to degrade human performance, to be used as weapons of war, the whole array of non-lethals that we've talked about in the past, and we talk extensively within our books, this change is going to create a society that cannot just be directed by propaganda, but directed through direct control.
Well, look at what the energy of instant thought and communication, the giant collective unconscious, which is real, folks, being interfaced with the Internet is actually being turned against the globalists. They're panicking.
Yeah, and the Internet as a transfer system for influencing human behavior, not just through propaganda, but through the use of energy oscillations that can be put on the Internet. There was a publication in the former Soviet Union, a military publication called Orienteer, that was translated and then enhanced in an article by Perimeters, which is U.S. Army War College, called The Mind Has No Firewalls, which lays out quite clearly how these systems can be used. In a April 7th this year story in the New Scientist, there's actually an article about a new Sony patent and some successor patents that actually can create the illusions, all the sensory input from smell, touch, all of it, can be created artificially under this patent. So what they're looking at is they say even the blind and deaf people have a chance to hear the patent claims and see the patent claims, but a way to manipulate the human brain to give you full illusions. I mean, and this stuff is not something just being talked about in theory. It actually exists in the patent record, and we quote military sources talking about how this is going to be used in Earthrise and the Revolution.
And it's a double-edged sword.
Absolutely. Could really enhance us or degrade us. Depends on who's driving the truck, whether it's delivering your mail or the next bomb.
We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, my friends, 8 minutes, 10 seconds into this third hour, no matter what hour you're listening to this in and what time zone or what broadcast of this transmission against tyranny. It's simple. The globalists know technology is a double-edged sword. They're the social architects, the controllers. They are the progeny. Their ancestors were the feudal rulers. They enjoy controlling us. They see us as cattle. It's their pleasure to dumb us down and to feed on us. They believe it's their right of kings. Dr. Begich talked to last hour about how BP, British Petroleum, is predominantly owned by the royal family, who in tune owns much of the tabloids, this is admitted, that put out programs degrading themselves, acting like they're a bunch of poor fools. You see how that propaganda works? It's very sophisticated, and that's just one little piece of data. Much of Canada is owned by the royal family. Much of Australia is owned by them. A lot of our big banks are owned by them. Part of our Federal Reserve is owned by them. This is all publicly available, but the average person, oh, they're a bunch of fools over there dressed up like clowns. They don't have anything. Well, the British government's got to pay for their palace when it burns down. Really, the Queen owns almost all the right-of-ways in England and most of the land. Again, people just don't know this. And that's just one small facet. So they know technology is here, and they know it's either going to free us and decentralize things, or they're going to use it to control us and dumb us down. And Dr. Begich, we have things like New Freedom. Talk about an Orwellian term. Written by the drug companies, that's been in mainstream news, and it says, well, we got 15% of the kids on these drugs now. We're going to be able to get 50% on them by 2010, and new patented drugs that aren't just serotonin reuptake inhibitors, but that affect two chemicals in the brains, and we're going to force half of them on it. People that don't believe that, on average, over two-thirds of foster children are already on these. When they have a captive audience, over two-thirds, pushing 70-plus percent now. So it's worse than two-thirds. I mean, this is what they do with a captive audience. We have from 1.3 million in prison 10 years ago to 7-plus mil now in the criminal justice system. More people on welfare, more people in the psychiatric system, in the criminal justice system. It's about institutionalization. Then you read the globalist documents. Once they've got the control grid fully in place, they actually talk about it. Even some of these peak oil people who are the little phony grassroots agents, they're out there talking about it. We've got IMF World Bank documents with Henry Kissinger. Sterilize your women or no money. We catch them putting stuff in the vaccines to sterilize the women. I mean, folks, this is real. And I want to go back to calls, but Dr. Begich, just kind of in some bullet points in a couple minutes, what do you see happening if they win in 10 years and then 20? And the Pentagon calls it the hive mind, what he was mentioning earlier, folks. I didn't write it. They said matrix-like system, plugs in all our heads, literally, folks, I didn't say this, plugging us into pleasure centers to control us. If we're good, we get the pleasure, unlimited, you think drugs are bad that they control. This dwarfs those. This is right out of the Matrix. In fact, that movie's a lot of stuff that the government was planning. This sounds insane. What are they going to build if we don't stop them, or what could things be like if we do stop them, and how do we stop them?
Here's a couple of important points. You know, the issues of influencing human behavior and human memory. This is a big topic for us that we've covered over the years. In fact, it's a subject of a DVD we'll be releasing in the next week or so. But this concept of influencing human behavior using not just chemical means, you know, because this issue of hitting school children with psychoactive drugs actually goes back to the early 90s. It was part of the first Bush administration's initiative, and it got killed. You know, it was a $400 initiative that got killed. People might remember the U.S. News and World Report cover where it shows a little baby on the cover with a prison uniform on, and it was the idea that somehow crime was genetically based, and they were using this as the excuse to go into inner-city schools, interview teachers, figure out...
I've got to stop you again. You bring up such good points. 3 months ago, they had the hearings. We had reporters there. It was in the Associated Press, and they said, why are over two-thirds on drugs? And the actual state psychiatrist and the head of the committee said, because their genetics are bad. I mean, this is eugenics.
Yep, and this is this goes back to Nazi Germany concept. I mean, this is this kind of stuff they were doing there. The fact is, a number of people rose up against this back in the early 90s, and it killed it, only delayed it. You know, as these things go, they figure out where they were weak and where they were strong, and they re-spin the story.
They're like the Borg.
Right. Now, I'll give you an example of sort of the counter side of sort of the Ritalin part of the equation, at least that little component. In the Minneapolis school district a number of years ago, they started a charter school using a technique called neurobiofeedback or brain biofeedback, something that I've lectured on over the years.
I have a good friend who was in NASA mind control programs as a child.
But this particular technology, when it was applied, they could take a child and within 30 to 40 one-hour sessions teach the child by feedback how to control their brain activity without any chemicals. And what would happen is after 20, 30 sessions, the kids were coming off of Ritalin. 80% of the school population at the end of the first year was off of all psychoactive drugs. They were put back into regular ed classes. They knew how to artificially, through their own mind, without any outside interference, move their brain into those areas where you can learn, where you can accelerate, where you're not hyperactive or you're not lethargic, but you're right in that right area, the zone.
Now, that's just a little computer training aid, and I have read the studies.
Yes.
No mind control. They're not doing anything to the brain.
Right.
They show you little symbols and things, then you focus on them, and it teaches you how to control your brain. But, again, the double-edged sword. I have a friend who was in a magnet program and from elementary school was in a secret NASA program where they were doing bad things.
Absolutely. And this is, again, you know, when you start talking about the human brain, where you cross some lines that, you know, God won't even interfere with free will, yet man thinks he can and does. This type of technology, though, goes a little bit further. One of the things the military planned and looks forward to, and they mention it in Spacecast 2020 and other documents, is this idea of creating artificial memory. Now, think about that. And they're thinking about it from training techniques to
Well, that was in Wired News last year. It was called The Marshall Plan was the name of the article, and it was the futurist, you know, 89 years old, looks like Dr. Evil at the Pentagon. He says in the future it won't be what weapons but what drugs we have, and then he talked about artificial memories.
Well, and in this case, you know, we actually have almost 100 sources quoted in a book we wrote in 99 that draws all of this out. You know, and again, you know, we tend to dig into some of the more obscure journals to pull our data, but they're all top-line military journals that are public domain or academic reports. And here's where that goes. Think about training techniques that they're looking to evolve, where instead of spending a year in class learning a language, they can dump it into your brain in a few moments. That's what they're looking for. Now, when you think about compulsory education, and you look at that concept, and when you dump information in the human brain in this way, you bypass the things that sort out good and evil, right and wrong, and you go straight in as if it's the, according to one Russian scientist, as if it's the word of God. It cannot be avoided and it cannot be resisted.
It's almost like a computer disk being overwritten.
Right, and that's exactly a great analogy, because think about this in the terms of forced education in the public system. You know, you go there unless you can pay for private schools. Who develops the curriculum that goes in your kids' heads? Now, right now, kids come home with this stuff, and you can sort it out, and you can have your discussions in the household and maybe turn your kids back into the right direction. But when it's dumped in this way, there will be no turning them into any direction but the direction that the government decides they ought to go, because the curriculum is regulated by
them. And this is how they'll sell it. The rich and cool will be able to get it at first, and, oh, no, you can't have it.
Right.
And then a few years later, and they even have Army War College documents of how to sell it to us.
Yeah.
And they even talk about how to have it fad-driven, security-driven. And, you know, I mentioned the hive mind. 3 years ago, Sydney Morning Herald picked up on it. I called the scientist in the article, and she goes, I didn't even know this. This isn't supposed to be public. Where they I'm sure you saw that, where they describe how we're going to be a hive mind by 2025.
Yep. And this, you know, this technology and the drifts of the technology, if they're used correctly, can be great. But the power is vested in secret organizations under national security or by private corporations exploiting it for their own interests. And the fact is, we're the victims of this. You know, people say, well, the American government won't victimize us. You know, Secretary of Energy O'Leary admitted under the Clinton administration 500,000 Americans have been victims of human experimentation within the United States. And you know that nobody has ever been held accountable for that. I mean,
and let me stop
died
you. Let's just give them one example of hundreds. Pregnant wife, she's at the military base. Oh, take some vitamins, honey. They're uranium pills. Then they say, come back and see us. When she comes in for the miscarriage, they roll film cameras in and start taping her having the miscarriage, killing babies, just because putting a young sergeant in a containment facility, spraying him with sarin gas, killing him. Dr. Baggett, where do they find researchers that will do this?
Well, they protect them. You know, when you get information under Freedom of Information Act, when it was valid and you could actually get something, they would delete all of the scientists' names because, you know, parents would look at it, and most of these people are in the academic institutions, you know, they wouldn't want their kids taught by people engaging in the ethical behavior these guys do. They're insulated.
Well, let me give you an example. I have a friend who's high level at the UT psychology department. That's all I'll say. And I was in there just doing a documentary because it has interesting hallways and, you know, places to, you know, to do interviews. But most of the place is classified, and I wasn't let in any classified areas. But everything I was allowed to see was DARPA this, DARPA that. It was all about mind control. It wasn't even hidden.
Well, you know, DARPA took over the HEART Project here in Alaska a year or so ago, and it's no longer run by the Air Force and Navy, which one of the objections that we've had and the European Parliament has had and the Russian Duma has had is the mind control capacity of this device. Either
well, isn't 90% of now college funding being run by the government, so that gives them total control over R&D?
Absolutely. And, you know, and what happens is it's a slow corruption. You know, it happens over time. You know, people get locked into these programs. They're making their living. They're raising their families. They find themselves increasingly, like one slice at a time, the frog boiling in the water. You don't know it until the water's boiling. And then they're locked in, you know, and it takes a very unusual person to be courageous enough to stand up and step out of that and go through the risks and the harassment.
Aren't you naturally, though, also going to just see individuals that whatever they come up with that will be just innately immune to it?
Yep. And the other part is compartmentalization. A lot of people don't even know what the heck they're working on and how it feeds the next step in the process. And that often happens as well.
All right. I promise we'll go straight to your calls on the other side. Riveting discussions with Dr. Nick Baggage. And I'll see if I can wrangle him to stay for the rest of the hour with us. We can talk about some other technologies after we take calls.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cartavite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. Like you've never seen, which makes you feel good. Go to
fight. Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Coming up in the next segment, the Journal Times. Is a law needed to ban microchip implants in humans? Legislator is introducing the bill. Another one, U.S. Intel once considered using huge earthquake systems. World War II era top secret project talked of producing tsunamis with an A-bomb. We'll talk to Dr. Bagich about that coming up. Right now, let's go ahead and go to Roger in Pennsylvania, then Tim, Michael, other Tim hung up, Phil, and John. That'll be it for calls, those next five. Roger, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Jets. And even in the somewhat highbrow atheist, behaviorist, determinist, you're not responsible for your soul circles. They're somewhat giving way to the retraining your brain through. I think the catchphrase, if I recall, is the quantum zero effect.
I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to, but the idea of influencing behavior technologically is something that we've been reporting on for years. It's an issue that we think is probably, I personally am committing the next 5 years to really pushing this issue into the public domain.
I had a transhumanist on who said, you can't hold the rest of us up. We're going to make you take brain chips.
Yeah, and I mean, this is, I think this is probably, the way we handled the HARP issue in the 90s, we're going to handle the idea of influencing human behavior because we think people need to know what's out there. It's extremely important, the most invasive technology on the planet, and the delivery systems are incredible. I mean, you don't even have to go to a country to influence what can happen within it. If you can hook into their telecommunication systems or their energy grid, there was a great story that was done, a documentary on Undercurrents, February 7th, 1999, CBC TV in Canada, on mind control. They interviewed me as well as a number of researchers from around the world. This technology exists today. The idea that you can influence what a person thinks or their emotional state is not new. It has been around for decades, and it's being perfected, and the delivery systems are being enlarged to the point where there will be no escaping.
And don't think the crowd that puts sodium fluoride in your water won't use this.
No, in fact, even in Zbigniew Brzezinski's book, he talks about mind control technologies, and he said it doesn't matter who's in power, liberal or conservative, the temptation to use technology to further their political ends would be taken. That
and what about at the same time, we have the sound wave cannons, the microwave cannons.
Yep.
They have the sound wave guns in New York. It's in my new film. Roger,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, hold on. Alex, I called about Art Bell last night.
Okay.
Which was my hacking cough kept me awake to hear him say that in honor of today's record high oil prices, which we all know is 99% the Illuminati theft of the wealth out of our dollar, a thought that never occurred to him at the time, but. So he's going to celebrate this fact by having a guest on to resurrect the peak oil myth.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I mean, it's not a myth because they're going to manufacture it.
Yeah.
But there are record oil supplies. Thank you, Roger. Let's talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Excellent show today.
Thank you.
Dr. Begich, quite an honor to speak with you, sir.
Well, thank you very much.
I wanted to ask you a question about a correlation, perhaps, between this new disease that's emerging called Morgellons disease.
Yes.
And the chemtrails. I was doing some research on the Internet, and I saw some photos where this fibrous material, sometimes autofluorescent, blue and red, along with black granules, were coming out of these, like, pencil head size eraser tip sores on people's bodies. A lot of them had had Lyme disease in the past, and I was just wondering if there's any correlation at all, because I know aluminum, quartz, and carbon black are three of the substances within the chemtrails.
Well, there's a lot of new, quote, diseases that they misdiagnose just because of all the toxic stuff they're putting into the environment. But Dr. Begich, comments?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's the idea of toxins contributing to, you know, changes in general health and the emergence of new diseases, I think, is a big part of it. But there's another component. A friend of mine at MIT, Nicholas Ashford, had done some work in this area. And actually, there's this whole controversy over false hormones in the food supply that actually cause the feminization of species. It's being noted in Arctic regions.
Well, I mean, that's in frogs. That's in fish.
Yep.
That's in humans, men. And, I mean, they admit that's why 8-year-old girls look like they're 15 now?
Yep. And what's happening when you add in, and I asked Nicholas about this, I said, you know, what happens when you add in the electromagnetic components? Because you can actually enhance chemical reactions in the body.
And accelerate mutations?
Yeah, and you can really create some huge complex problems. And his statement to me was, Nick, I don't want to get into this because we're already having a hard enough time explaining this issue, much less complicating. He goes, I understand the issue, but it's just too early to bring it out. And
well,
that's
bottom
been
line,
the problem.
Don't drink out of plastic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there are so many things we can do to enhance our health. We need to start paying attention to those things, build our health, build our potentials, and let's take the challenges to the next level, which is to change the way we see the world.
We're going to take more calls when we get back and plunge into other news.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And now, Your Highness, we'll discuss the location of your hidden rebel base.
Ah, pretty good voiceover, folks. That was done with no aid of any computer stuff here on the mixing board. All right, just having some fun there with my little Marvin the Martian imitations. You got to have fun with this stuff every once in a while just to keep yourself happy. I mean, just because a lot of strange things are happening. It's also very, very exciting. We're about to go back to Dr. Begich and take three final calls. And then I want to get into tectonic, seismic, volcanic weapons. I want to get into implantable microchips. I want to get into several other issues with Dr. Begich and tell you how you can get his new DVD that's coming out this week, as well as his new book. But before we do that, my new film, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. That's the subtitle, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. It's really three different films in one. We got the sound wave cannons, the surveillance blimps, the police arresting reporters and threatening to arrest us for no reason. We show you martial law in America. Then we cover 9/11 right there at Ground Zero, go over all the documents in a full hour showing you how the globalists carried out 9/11. And then we spend an hour on their ideology, their philosophy, the Nazi-Bush connection, the Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove connection to Schwarzenegger, really why they're so evil and why they do what they do. It's a group of predators who have basically see us as a subspecies to be fed on. It's my best work ever, professionally produced. I mean, it's amazing. $25.95. And if you get a second copy, it's $19.95. A third copy is like $14.95. I mean, you can get three copies and give them as gifts, get one copy if you want, or just get one copy and make copies. Just please do it. My hope, my dream, what I love is warning people. That's why I say, go to my website, get a 15-cent-a-day membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. Download copies, burn them to CD, give them to people. Go print copies of my book, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos. Go download my weekly TV shows that I do every week, usually two shows a week that we load up onto PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, you get all these books, all these videos, all my videos, all these TV reports, my best audio interviews from the radio show. You can download them, burn them, give them to people. Please, I just want to warn people. We can have such an effect, and those that you give them to, tell them to make copies. Because you just got to show somebody the truth once. The globalists have to reapply their lies over and over again, because, again, it's an illusion. The new film, Martial Law, is out. All my other videos are there as well. They're excellent. Big discounts on those. We're still offering. So check those out when you're at InfoWars.com in the secure shopping cart. Watch free clips of the films. 1-888-253-3139. Please take action. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And by purchasing the films, or by going and getting a membership at the website, you support what we're doing so we can make more films. And be part of history with us here on the front lines of the new renaissance, awakening people to the threat of the New World Order. 1-888-253-3139, or go to InfoWars.com to order a hard copy, or, as I said, PrisonPlanet.tv to watch and read and see it all right now. Dr. Begich, let's go right back to the calls here quickly. Let's go ahead now and talk to the next caller. Let's talk to Michael in New York. Michael, go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
Great show. Alex, looking forward to your new DVD, and I'm going to make copies, as I always do, and distribute them the best I can.
Good.
I want to get to, great work, Alex. I want to get to the energy topic, but first, the last comment by the good doctor. It segues into something about a new book I'm writing, Secrets in the Fountain of Youth, The Art of Living, and it will give all the secrets to everybody in layman terms, so they can be invulnerable to ever getting sick, and if they follow all the laws and principles, they will...
Well, let me just say this, sir. We're meant to die to leave room for the next wave of our progeny. Certainly we can extend life up to 150 years, and there's a lot of things we can do to help ourselves. And, you know, just because we haven't taken care of ourselves, whether we're 10 years old or 50, doesn't mean we can't start reversing that. But, you know, you say you got the fountain of youth?
Yes, sir, Alex, you're right. We're all meant to die eventually, but it's the quality of life while we're here that matters, not the quantity per se. And, you know, the chemtrails, and we know we're being bombarded by the dark forces to destroy our health.
Any questions or comments for our guest? Are you there, sir?
Yes, yes. Well, now, with the energy. Okay, the doctor covered really well why these alternatives that exist, why they're suppressed still, and how come these inventors aren't allowed to get them out because of this thing called treason. But what we have to do now, Alex, is to show the people that they are the traitors and demonstrate these technologies in videos. There's a video out called Zero Point Technology, demonstrating engines that run on water and so forth. Get the people now also aware of the facts that these energies, these technologies do exist. They are the traitors for not letting us have access to them, letting the inventors sell them. And
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Really good points. We're just running low on time here with a lot of other callers and news I want to cover. I just want to say this about Zero Point. The globalists are masters of doing propaganda pieces. You know, 15 years ago or longer, they come out, Zero Point. Then they make a joke about how it was in a mayonnaise jar, make fun of it, then try to discredit it forever. When all these top scientific publications admit this stuff's going on, they just don't have ways of properly tapping into it yet. Dr. Begich's comments.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, one of the big alternative conferences back in, I believe it was 2001 or 2002, NASA and Great Britain actually announced their projects in this type of energy research that have been going on for years. The reality is the technology will evolve if it hasn't already, and we just haven't gotten it into the mainstream. But it challenges, the big multinational industrial complex that exists today based on an oil economy. The reality is these things don't change overnight. It takes time to produce equipment, produce things, and change energy systems. I think it's the control issue that's more important. To these folks, who will control that technology? Even companies, the big ones, are now investing millions into companies and buying up companies that are involved in alternatives.
Right here in Austin, Texas, they're doing it.
Yep, and it's for two reasons. One is to suppress, and one is to make sure they get a market share at the end of the day in the event that the
what they do is they take real technologies, from my study, correct me if I'm wrong, and hybridize them to where they don't really work one-tenth as well, but the globalists control it.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. The hydrogen economy is a prime example. There's a material that acts as a catalyst that can crack water and be recycled where you don't need a distribution system. You just need water, purified water, so there won't be gas stations. There wouldn't be a worrying about where you're going to bring the hydrogen into the car.
Well, for those that don't get this, let me just say it again like I said last hour. It is admitted, major mainstream publications demonstrated, Chinese military buying it, our Pentagon buying it. They have cheap, effective solar cells that are five times, and are even smaller, more power than the best of the last generation. We could right now have the mass distributing solar cars that have full power, work wonderfully, no fuel involved, but they're not letting us have it.
That's exactly it.
That would revolutionize everything.
It would. And these are just segments of what's happening.
20-year-old technology.
Yep, and when you look at what's now possible in independent labs, I mean, if somebody really comes through with some of the zero-point technologies, the only way they're going to make it in the mainstream is if they're given away for free, because they're going to have to get it out there somehow. And as soon as you enter the patent process, as we talked last hour, this stuff is suppressed right there. There's a great book out, Suppressed Inventions. If it's still in print, it's one worth reading.
Yeah, for those that don't know, they let the quacks run around and act like fools and scam people. Real scientists, and there are just hundreds of documented cases of this, they get killed, they get threatened, they have their stuff taken from them. There's U.S. laws about this. This is real.
Yeah. And again, when you look at again, technologies, the opportunities in technology are fantastic for changing everything about what we do and how we do it in very positive ways, but that is not...
And I think they're worried about being able to suppress it. That's why they're going to the police state right now.
You bet. I mean, think about it. If human beings, instead of using, 6 or 8% of our brains, could use 50 or 60% of our brains, and some of the technology that's emerging might allow us to do some of this, you are not a controlled person. You are someone with an incredible potential that no longer can be influenced by these sound bites that come across the media. You're a thinking person then, fully engaged in living as a human being was intended to.
I don't know if I want to be 60% smarter.
Well, it's a matter of...
I don't even think I'm that smart now, but, man, my brain's got so much stuff bouncing around in it.
But it's the whole issue of organizing it. And, that's where a lot of the technologies that support enhancing human performance, where we're in control of what goes on, whether we're addressing, as the last caller said, the very simple health issues or more complex things, we need the power vested in individuals, not vested in governments with some centralized beehive mentality.
You're right. Let's take two final calls. I got to really hurry here. Then I want to hit those two final items, the microchips and the seismic weapons with you.
Great.
Let's talk to Philip in Virginia. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I got to catch my second breath here with all the ground you've covered. Really worn me out. But Alex Jones, you're a great Texan. Nick Begich, you're a great Alaskan.
Well, thanks.
Is there any truth to the fact that, the report that I heard that George Herbert Walker Bush bought into all the oil tankers that supply the United States?
He bought into a bunch of them.
Prior to 9/11. Yeah.
That I'm not familiar with, but Alex apparently is. So
they've been bought into oil tankers for decades.
Well, the report was that he really bought into all of them that supply the United States.
Well, they're bought into the big private prison companies. They're bought into the military companies. I mean, they said the Cold War is over, defense stocks are dead. Then the Carlyle Group bought them all up, in the early 90s, and then now they jacked them back up. They know what they're doing with insider knowledge. We know that.
This is the epitome of evil, folks. And suppressing the technology to keep us into bondage. But great program, and you guys, may Yahweh be with you.
Well, God bless you, my friend.
Thank you.
No, I mean, folks, I mean, they try to push these little solar cars that go 50 miles an hour on us and don't work. I would love a solar car, and they've got them. I mean, they've got the technology where you're talking no more fuel, folks. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. It's just a matter of really seeing the technologies work for us, and there's so many things working against us right now. Fortunately, there's still enough independent scientists out there where we may still see some of these breakthroughs happen, whether they like it or not. You know,
especially
if there's
in a garage. Especially if there's rogue nations that don't play ball.
That's exactly it. And, you know, that interfering with everyone else's sovereignty shouldn't be the business of the United States unless our own is threatened. And that's something else that we've forgotten.
And our sovereignty is threatened by those that are running this New World Order. They're getting rid of our sovereignty.
Absolutely. A slice at a time to the point where you're talking about legislation at the local level on implant technologies. It'll be preempted at the national level. I mean, these things can be done at the local level, and they should be, because at least it starts to generate the kind of debate.
Over 400 cities have thrown out the Patriot Act, and now they're panicking. Let's take a final call. John in Tennessee, go ahead.
Oh, Alex, I think this is a very good topic today. You guys are right on point when you're talking about a lot of this stuff is suppressed. There was an article in Popular Science, I think. I know they're not that reliable, but they did have a little bit of truth accidentally put in here.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about how the Department of Energy is now reviewing cold fusion because there have been so many experimenters that have shown that it actually seems to be working.
It works. It's been replicated over 6,000 times across the planet. It works. Now, the question is, can they get enough energy out of it to run a machine? And you know, when you don't take it seriously, none of those big dollars from the think tanks in the world and the academic institutions, the governments, flow into the research.
Right. But they're already gearing up to try to press people from actually being able to use this on their own. This from this article, it was saying Marlow told PM that scores of cold fusion experiments have revealed the production of enriched uranium or tritium. And so then
Al-Qaeda's!
Right. The same tabletop devices that fulfill mankind's dream of creating unlimited quantities of cheap power may also be the source of world's greatest nightmare.
Yeah, we've got to control them or Al-Qaeda's going to get us. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So they've already geared up. And you know, most of these reactors work on having a palladium cell, I think that's the name. Yeah, and so they're planning. My prediction is they're planning to say, "Oh, this is a restricted material; nobody can have."
Well, they've already grabbed. You know, look. Dr. Begich is a real environmentalist, and he just told you, and we have the documents on this last hour, that the big environmental groups are controlled by big foundations to grab resources, so they're off limits, so we can't develop them, and so they'll just grab the areas where this is mined.
Yeah, exactly right. And then over time, they'll come back out. And, you know, it's not the little guy in these environmental groups that even has a clue. You know, they think they're doing some great work when really what they're doing is they're the bank clerk for the next multinational company's hijacking.
Well, look at who funds all the environmental shows with the environmental message on every animal show, every technology show. Look at National Geographic. That thing's paid for by Dutch Shell.
Yep. Yep, and you'll see it through most of these programs, and it's just more propaganda. Here in Alaska, where we're an oil-producing state, and there in Texas, where you're an oil-producing state, I'm sure you get your share of what a great partnership we have with these guys as well. And it's just propaganda. You know, one guy in the oil industry said here to one of the labor leaders in this state, if you had the money that we had, you could own this legislature too. And that says it all, because this is the most bought and paid for legislature in the country, and it's bought with oil dollars. And it's the most corrupted legislature that's ever been in the history
of this
state.
They're buying it with your money. Thanks for the call. We got a minute and a half before we break here. Implantable chips, got the headline. It's a law needed to ban microchip implants in humans. Representative Marlon Schneider doesn't want government getting under your skin. The Wisconsin Rapids Democrat is introducing a bill that will prohibit anyone, including government employees, from requiring microchip implants in people. Other applications aren't regulated by the FDA. Applied Digital touts security, defense, homeland security, and making travelers have chips to access their luggage, flights and airlines, law enforcement records. The Mexican attorney general makes his employees take them.
Yep.
I mean, we're talking about having to have laws now to block this, Doctor.
Absolutely. And you know, this is exactly what's happening. You know, identity theft is going to be used as the fear button to make this happen. They're already hyping it as the biggest crime in America, but it's also the least prosecuted crime in America.
Well, they've created the platform that has allowed this.
Yep, and the ability to track this kind of fraud is certainly there because most of it's electronic, and you can track those transactions. They do it already. But the reality is it creates a sense of fear and anxiety that feeds on itself to the point where better and better IDs are required by the masses, to the point where implant technologies will be thought of as the only way. You can look at the Revolution of Military Affairs and Conflict Short of War, and it tells it all, and it's over now 16 years old.
All right, I want to talk about seismic weapons as we wrap up this transmission against tyranny. Unbelievable, this interview has been powerful, and it'll be posted at PrisonPlanet.tv. U.S. intel once considered causing huge quake. Top secret project talked of producing tsunamis with nuclear weapons. We'll be back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We blast out on the AM and FM dial, a lot of great new affiliates. I want to thank all of them for carrying the broadcast. Global shortwave during the day, the first 2 hours at 9.985, and the third hour, 9.975. And at night, 9 to midnight, 3210, and the internet at InfoWars.com. Dr. Beggs, before we get into seismic weapons in the last few minutes, tell folks again about your new book and also that DVD, those two DVDs that are coming out.
Right. We have two new DVDs, one on mind control technologies. It's about an hour and a half. It also has a CD that goes with it that has some of the ancillary materials from the documents we've talked about today. We also have another one coming out at the same time. These will be released next week. They'll start shipping. The other one is on the updates on HARP, cell phone technologies, underwater sonars, and privacy-related technologies, again, with a CD and a DVD paired up.
Every time they test one of these sonars, all over the place, whales and beach themselves, and they go, oh, it doesn't hurt them.
Right, and then we have the book Earth Rising 2, which is the latest book we have out, actually has a chapter dedicated to those subjects. And then the book Earth Rising, the Revolution, which we consider our classic, deals not just with mind control technologies, updates on HARP, and major issues on privacy technology. We also talk about this quote by William Cohen from 97 and this whole idea of manipulating geophysical events.
Before we give you that quote, fire out your phone number.
Sure. It's 888-690-1277, and people can get a free catalog there of all of our publications.
Give it again, please.
888-690-1277.
Or earthpulse.com?
That's correct.
All right, earthpulse.com. Seismic weapons. Cohen says, yeah, in the future it's going to be seismic and volcanic weapons. You got that quote in front of you?
Yeah, it is. It says, others are engaging even in a type of eco-terrorism whereby they can alter climate, set off earthquakes and volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. This is a quote from a conference on international terrorism and weapons of mass destruction from 1997.
That was picked up by the AP, by the way.
Right. And this, you know, we wrote about it back in 99, again, to bring attention to the idea that if the technology is so unsophisticated that terrorist states can have it, you can only imagine what we have. In fact,
well, it's like Dick Cheney in the September 2000 PNAC document says we need to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons to target certain races. He should be arrested immediately. He's saying he wants to get us used to accepting race weapons.
Yep, and the technology exists to be able to genetically target blacks or Middle Easterners or Orientals.
Or whites,
absolutely. And, you know, when you look at all this technology, you know, in terms of environmental manipulation, there was actually a treaty we signed back in 1977 where we agreed to not use these technologies for creating tsunamis or volcanic eruptions.
What about this news that first surfaced days after the tsunami and is now admitted U.S. had a secret program and said it was feasible to create tsunamis?
There's no question about the ability to do it.
The 1946.
Right. And this goes back to using atomic weapons for creating that effect. But you don't need to do that. And that's what this new science is showing, is that if you have already unstable areas and you add energy in the form of electromagnetic wave, you can trigger these events. Or it's like the primer on a bullet, you know. The primer doesn't release very much energy. It's the gunpowder that does. And the same is true in the planet. It's not, the planet is the holder of the energy. It's man that can tickle that just enough to release it, to burst it forward, just like a primer on a bullet.
Last question, your gut level, what do you think happened with the megaquake and then now the new quakes?
Well, my personal view is it's probably natural, but we've not seen anything yet, and a good deal of this could
be... That's what I think. Do you think it's caused by the sun heating up?
I think there's the sun is certainly having a factor. There's some earth shifts happening, and that's the subject for probably another program, but there's a lot going on within the planet that is going to change everything that we know.
All right, Dr. Bagich, incredible having you on. I want to get you up a little bit more than once a year, my friend.
Absolutely. I'm always available to you, Alex, and I appreciate you putting these issues on the air, and God bless your audience, and God bless your family.
You too, sir. Vaya con Dios. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Now get out there and defend your family, defend humanity from the New World Order!